When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Forever Dog.
Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of American Arts and Culture Review.
I'm Scramphony Damchano.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm Scramphony Damchano, angriest music nerd.
Oh, sorry, now I get it. So, hi everyone, welcome back to American Arts and Culture Review. So, we've been really busy this week. Rod was in D.C. trying to stop the steal, but the only thing that was stopped...
Well, that was last week.
The only thing that was stopped was Rod's access to his Parler account.
I had to go to Atlanta, and then I had to fly to D.C.,
right,
and then I had to rent a car. I had to drive home because I'm right now. I'm on a watch list.
Right. Your second watch list.
Yeah.
Whit was busy. He is the creator of Big Baby, but he wasn't in DC because he was busy posting his new follow up to Big Baby, Big Teen. But no one saw it because he only posted it on his Parler. And my name is Clay Tatum, and I was not at the Stop the Steal, and I can fly whenever I want. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, well, I saw Teen Groot was really popular. He was a hit, too. Everybody loves Teen Groot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, he's just like one time he's a one bit, though.
I thought Big Teen was, you know, why not go with Big Teen?
What about Teen Peanut?
Teen Peanut.
Teen Peanut was big.
Yeah.
Do you think there's going to be a Teen Yoda?
I really hope so.
I mean, yeah, I'm down with. I like taking the things that you like and turning them into babies, and you have to watch them grow up.
Then they have to be a teen too. Yeah.
I love that. I think that's fun. Was Teen Groot in a movie?
He's like in the end of the second one of the. So Baby Groot, and then at the end in the post credits, there's a little bit of Teen Groot.
What did Teen Groot do?
I remember what Teen Groot looks like. I don't remember anything he does. He's not in a movie though. Like he's not in a full movie.
I don't think so. Maybe he is in the Avengers. I don't know which one.
That's crazy that Baby Groot wasn't always a baby. Originally he was old Groot.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then he becomes Baby Groot because he grows.
Yeah.
And everybody's excited. Well, Guardians.
This is what happens. You're Mr. Peanut, then you turn into Baby Nut, and then you're preteen Nut, preteen Marvel Peanut, and then you're a teen Nut.
Let me tell you right now, there's a lot of preteen Nut at my house. When I was in seventh grade.
Okay.
There's a lot of preteen okay. Nut.
For anyone who's, just make sure if you're listening to
I was watching Wild On,
uh-huh.
And there I was covered in preteen nut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got Wild On.
Yeah. Or what about all those
Burke and the gang?
What about all those people that knew they would watch Howard Stern so they can let loose their preteen nut, but all they get was Baba Booey for about 20
minutes.
Was
always a letdown. I'm like, where's that Sibian? Get this big tooth jackass out of here. I want that Sibian. I want the girls on the sib.
Yeah. Not Mama Monkey.
Anyway, I like it.
Do you think corny TV still exists like that?
No.
That's a bummer.
Oh. No, everyone has access to pornography now, so more. No, you don't need horny TV anymore.
What about softcore?
What about it?
I think it probably exists.
Like Cinemax kind of softcore?
Yeah. probably exists. Mm. Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was crucial for me.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to think of the first time I saw real porn that wasn't in a magazine.
Oh, I found a tape. There was a tape in the woods for me.
Oh, it was a. I found my first porn mags were in from the woods. But
yeah, I think. Well, wait, I got the mags were in the woods, but I feel like there's also a tape in the woods. I don't know why I have that memory, but it's really foggy.
What woods was it?
The ones directly behind my house. There is like a path that goes into a little, like in the middle of the woods, and that's where you find the goods.
Yeah, there was this porn in the woods behind my house as well. And I took it and I put it under my bed and I would look at it. And then I felt like a bunch of shame at one point and I went and put it back in the woods.
Well, because you knew you knew God was watching.
Oh, I thought you felt shame because you knew somebody that's somebody else's porno and they.
No, I was afraid somebody would watch. I never had the fear of God. Did y'all?
No.
Ever. Never in my life. I remember even when I was a little kid, my parents or somebody at church saying like I went to church with a friend and the guy was like, you just pray for Jesus to wipe away your sins and then you're okay. And I remember thinking like, really? Okay. And every night I would just go, dear Jesus, please wipe away my sins. And then I would just fall asleep.
Dude, I would do the same thing. Where one time... One time after going to church with like Jeremy or something, like when he would like want you to go with him, I remember going home and being like, I don't believe it, but you know what? I'm going to pray before bed. And I pray and then I go, all right, cool. I got that base covered. I'm good. And then I know I'm going to heaven.
Well, I at one point was like super, I totally believed in voodoo because my mom went to New Orleans. She came back and she bought voodoo dolls for me and my brother. Like, yeah. That you're not like that you poke, but that you like wish on to or something. And one was the god of skateboarding and one was the god of music or guitar. She gave me the god of skateboarding. It was clear that it was just like some, you know, kiosk that she bought it from somewhere in the French Quarter. But anyway, I prayed on it. I was like, dear god of skateboarding, please give me the abilities to do a kickflip tonight. And I did a kickflip that night in the living room.
Yep, no reason not to believe.
Yeah.
And so that was...
Do you still have that?
No, I wish I did.
Do you think you'd be a better skater if you had it still?
Probably. Yeah, I think so. I was the first kid to land a kickflip from my friends. So
wow.
That was huge. And it's because I prayed.
Clay, how far down were you?
From what?
The kickflip list.
I was,
So Wit's first.
Well, no, I didn't know Wit at the time.
Oh, you didn't know Wit then?
No.
I thought you guys knew each other.
Well, we met at a very young age, but I was already kickflipping at that age.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I met Clay like 9 months after I moved to town. So yeah. This would have been,
What age do kids learn to kickflip?
I mean, you learn it within the first year. When you learn, if you learn the ollie, you're within the next year you'll learn the kickflip. But Jeremy was the first, and then I was the second, and then my friend Nick Covington was the third. I think I could even be third. I don't know, but I know Jeremy was the first, and because he did the hold on to the couch trick, and then he gave that gem to me, and then that's how I learned.
Yeah, my first memories of Clay is. I went over to his house because a friend brought me over there because Clay had a ramp that you could skate off of, like a kicker ramp, a launch ramp. Mm-hmm. And Clay was skating off of it into the grass. Yeah. And I had never seen that before. And Clay said, you can practice all your tricks into the grass and then you can try on the pavement. And I
Well, you know what they called me, right?
What?
Preteen genius.
Yeah. I remember looking at Clay and he was covered in dirt and grass stains. And he would also land on his board every time. It wasn't like he was and then he would fall because he wasn't moving. He would like stop.
Yeah.
I remember thinking like, just put it into the pavement and you'll land it. And then you also won't be covered in dirt.
And then you remember what I said. I said, who here's the preteen genius? And then everyone there, even like the adults that were even in the neighborhood, started pointing at me.
Yeah.
Trump and came out, he said.
I was hanging out with Matt, and Matt was really close to his mom, and his mom always had a cold and called him Bat. She would go, Bat! Anyway, and if you stayed more than... I was always staying the night at Matt's, but if you stayed more than one night at Matt's house, she would make you, like, do, like, mow the lawn and stuff. You always had to do, like, extreme chores. Which sucked.
Well, that's how you get that good kid labor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you let them stay over.
Yeah. Okay. And so... Yeah, those were that was how me and Clay met.
So what did we see a movie? Did we do that?
Yeah, we did in the theater.
Oh yeah, what theater did we go to? I remember that.
We went to the Irvine 22.
I remember the Irvine 22 because in Orange County, COVID doesn't exist.
Nope,
COVID free down there. Yeah.
Yeah.
We went over there, and I'm currently shooting a movie starring Bruce Willis, so.
Yeah,
we went with Bruce. He said, guys, no masks. We don't do that. And yeah. We said, you got it, because you're the boss.
Right. You got it, boss.
And so we all went and sat down, and we enjoyed Wonder Woman WW84 together.
Right.
Is that the official title?
I think it's WW84.
Wait, you're sure it's not www.84.com?
Yeah, I'm positive. Okay. What distinguishes a .net, .com? I know .gov is a government website, but what's a .net?
I mean, I can try and look it up.
What's .com stand for?
Computer.
Yeah, .dot computer.
Yeah.
What's .net stand for?
So it's web. Wait, web. Dot Google. Dot computer. That works too.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's World Wide Web.
No, web. I think.
Actually. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Web.
I thought
web.
It was wah
wah wah.
Yeah. So we went to the Irvine 22, we first stopped by the Irvine Improv, saw some comedy,
saw a show,
saw a packed house.
We saw Brian Callen and
Chris D'Elia.
Bobby Lee and Chris D'Elia.
That's a dream lineup.
Just the boys. Excited to see the boys. It's been a long time.
Laughing, coughing.
Well, shaking hands. We were laughing so hard that we were then got fits of coughing fits.
No.
Because the funny stuff these guys are saying.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Now, so after Parler got taken off of the internet, a lot of people are tweeting that it feels like 1984. And this is Wonder Woman related. Am I correct on this?
Yeah, well, yeah, whatever it is, no press is bad press. But wait, did Parler get taken off the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah, Amazon.
When's the last time that you were on your Parler? I mean, come on. You used to be on it every day.
Sorry, I took a Parler break for a couple days.
Right.
So when did Parler get taken off the internet?
I think Sunday night, Monday morning. Monday
morning.
They did that morning,
probably knowing that Trump was going to go there and lead the rebellion.
Yeah.
Do you think in these guys' minds, like, do you think Trump thinks right now that he's Luke Skywalker?
I don't know. Luke Skywalker specifically?
Or Han Solo? I don't
know.
I
think he's Han Solo, if I had to guess. About my papa. Okay.
And like,
definitely would think that he thinks
but
he's Han Solo.
Do the people on Parler think that they're like leading the rebellion? Like leftists are the, you know, like in a dark dark Death Star.
Right. Oh, wait, I just got an update. He thinks he's... I just texted my dad. I was asking him. He said he thinks he's Van Wilder, and then everyone else is the college, or whatever that movie was about.
Oh, the Dean?
Yeah, the Dean.
Yeah, everyone else is the Dean.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. He loves Van Wilder.
He says, I hate Dean, unless it's the... Unless it's the movie Dean, which I love, which is another thing he texted me.
Or the Dean Cain.
No, he's specifically talking about the movie Dean.
You're talking about that's Superman.
Dean Cain?
Yeah,
that's my guy.
Yeah. Superman. Oh, now my dad's texting me clips of the movie Dean.
What is the movie Dean?
What is that?
It's the fucking, you've seen Dean.
No.
Isn't that Dimitri Martin's movie?
Oh, Dean. Wow, yeah, I did see Dean. I went to a Q&A of Dean.
See, I'm telling you. I mean, I told you you've seen it, and then you even went a step up further, and you said you went to the Q&A.
Sorry.
But yeah, now he's sending me clips of Dean. Oh my God, Dad, stop.
Trump loves Dimitri Martin, written, directed by, and starring Dimitri Martin's Dean.
Yeah, well, I said... I said, I didn't know you liked his comedy. And he goes, what do you mean? I like Dean. I go, Dad, he's the comedian. I've been doing this. I've been texting him this right now. And he goes, oh, I didn't know he was a stand-up comedian. I should check that out.
Yeah. Wow. I like the movie Dean. I did like it. But that's like if I was in a movie and I called it, I don't know, Walt or something.
Right.
Just like...
Too close to your name?
Yeah. Name the movie something else. Jeff or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I just pick a different name?
Yeah. Let's pick something like Slappy or something like that.
Or like Johnny. I like Johnny Dangerously.
Yeah. I like love Dimitri Martin, and I had no clue that he came out with a movie written and directed by him.
You have the opposite problem of my dad.
I think that it's just hard for some movies to... do anything. I don't know. If that movie came out in 2004, it would have been a blockbuster on the shelves.
Yeah.
Right.
And you just would have rented it.
Maybe even like 2008, it probably just would have been.
Right. Are you telling me that you really don't go to all your VOD websites and you search it every Friday to see what's new?
No, I've never. I don't think I've ever turned on a VOD website.
Well, you don't go to Vudu and you don't surf Vudu for a while.
I've never
remember the first movie I watched on VOD. It was Hannah Takes the Stairs, because we had some cable shit at the apartment that we all lived in together, and Joe Swanberg movies, all of them or something, were on VOD.
Yeah, because IFC was like the first to really embrace VOD, I feel like.
All right, that does sound right.
So
yeah, I don't know that I've ever browsed it though.
Yeah.
Oh, I've browsed it with my mom. My mom will like browse all the VOD movies, and you'll be like, John Travolta made a new movie this year.
Oh yeah, it's crazy how many movies that guy makes. And it's also crazy when he's in a good movie how good he is.
Wait, but who
why
is this?
Make all these bad movies, John Travolta.
Oh yeah. Well, he's like he's messed up in the head. He has like a Scientology brain.
So is Tom Cruise, and Tom Cruise only makes good movies.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
I mean, I think he's taking a lot of swings is the biggest problem. He's taking too many swings.
Did y'all see the movie where he plays a guy who's got, like, an obsessive personality disorder?
Is that the Fred Durst movie?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You know,
hey, Lenny.
Lenny's right here. He's just hanging out. Do you know that, I think it's because, like, no one wants to cast him. Like, when Quentin Tarantino wanted to cast him from Pulp Fiction, the Weinstein brothers, or I don't know who, was like, no, you can't. Like, are you kidding me? He's a joke. And they...
Even then.
Yeah.
That's crazy that he was a joke then.
Yeah.
Why did everybody think he was a joke?
Well, I think everyone's probably just like, oh, he's the Grease guy. But, like, other people saw him as the guy that was in, like, Brian De Palma movies.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And look who's talking.
Well, I don't know people look at.
Clay!
I think Look Who's... Does Look Who's Talking has the Hook problem? Like, we were talking about how, like, Hook, people think it's a joke, but as a kid, we were like, oh, this is like a blockbuster.
No, I think Look Who's Talking...
It was clearly probably very successful. Deserved
the bad criticism, the negative critique. Whereas Hook, looking back...
Well, the one critique we would make was, why babies, why not teenagers?
Well, they eventually went to younger kids who could talk. And the reason, I think, for teens is because then... takes away the whole gimmick of the movie, which is that you gotta have Bruce Willis voicing a baby.
I don't know. I think we should take a swing at the teen version.
It's not surprising when a teen can talk.
Look Who's Talking teen years is just some parents looking at their kids talking and going, look, they're talking. It's called Look There, They Are Talking.
Yeah, look, look, They Are Talking, the teen version.
In the third one, they had to get dogs, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
Look Who's Talking Now.
You're thinking of Scooby-Doo.
And the daughter is obsessed with Charles Barkley and thinks that he can fly. And the son is just like boring son guy. And then there's like he's like cheating on her or about to or something. And now he's a pilot. Yeah, anyway, it's really good. And it was not nearly as good as the second one, which I preferred the second one over the first one.
The second one has Roseanne?
Yeah. No, yeah. But no, I think that Hook is actually good. Think about just the story of Hook. That's way good. That's cool.
I only remember them eating invisible food. That's literally the only thing that comes to mind when I think about that movie and that.
What about when the fat boy dances?
Well, I know that now because you send me the GIF all the time, but I didn't remember.
But Clay, what about when the fat boy turns into a ball and he rolls down and he bowls all the people over?
Well, when you said that to me, I only thought of Willy Wonka when the girl turns into a big fat ball. So apparently that didn't trigger any Hook memories.
About
Rufio? Did you ever look into that book?
I don't look into books. I watch TV, I watch movies, and I watch YouTube videos.
Well, that Mike Medavoy, you're only as good as the next one thing that we were talking about.
Uh-huh. Oh,
just listen to him talk about making a Hook. There's just one chapter of Hook.
Okay, it's good. I'll write that down.
I mean, Hook is
anyway, in Wonder Woman, it opens up and she's this little baby.
And how far into the movie are we now?
A very second. Okay. First.
This is like 1-2 seconds in.
She is a little 10-year-old baby. She's running around, and there is no other 10-year-old babies.
Look Who's Talking.
Yeah, and she can talk. And there's no other 10-year-old babies on this whole island of women. Of hot. Ooh. Smoking hot. I mean, I kept having to stand up and go and fan my face off because of how hot all these women are.
It was almost like watching a Wild on E.
Yeah. These women running around going, woo-hoo, woo-hoo, and they're all doing some sort of Olympic trial or something. And they're running around, jumping on horses and shooting arrows. And it's, this is exciting. And then baby Wonder Woman is doing well. She's in the lead. But then she, like, messes up and She gets hit by Branch. We've all been there.
I've been there for sure. I hate getting hit by Branch. But don't let me interrupt.
Well, a lot of times Clay is running away from something and he forgets. He looks back to make sure that he's running away good enough.
And guess what happens?
And when he turns around, boom.
Hit by Branch, yeah.
Yeah, he's usually running away from me.
He's usually running away from
Rod. I hear the scariest words ever, hearing Rod say, "Hey, dude, what's up?" And I start running, and oops, look back, hit Branch.
Well, sometimes also you'll fart, and you don't know where the smell comes from because you forget.
Yeah.
And you run away as fast as you can.
Yeah.
And then you remember that it's from your own ass.
Exactly. And then I turn around to see if the fart's following me. Turn back. Oops, Branch.
Yep. Hit by Branch.
That old story.
That happens to her. She takes a shortcut, and then she wins, and then she gets in huge trouble.
And then remember when that happened? I stood up in the theater. I said, play that. DJ, spin that back.
And you actually got them to rewind it because we were with Bruce Willis and we weren't wearing masks. Mm-hmm. Nobody cared because Bruce Willis is famous and we're in Orange County and COVID hasn't gotten to Orange County yet.
Right.
So, don't take shortcuts. Then we jump forward in time, Clay, and now Wonder Woman is in a mall saving a robbery. Golden heist. Okay? In a mall, and it's bright and colorful and fun. She saves the day. Okay, bitch?
Okay, fine.
Then...
Uh-huh.
We meet the golden guy who loves oil, played by Mandalorian. Crossover. Marvel-DC crossover. Mm-hmm. And Mandalorian loves gold, but he's in financial trouble, so he steals a
wishing stone. Is this the Baby Yoda one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mandalorian's in trouble, so he steals a wishing stone from Kristen Wiig from SNL.
Yeah.
And she is a klutz, dude. Have you ever seen a freaking klutz in your life? Just that's exactly what... Kristen Wiig is.
Okay.
She's basically a Mrs. Bean in this.
Yeah, she's flubing around all over the place, this girl. Bonging and flubing left and right. Bouncing off the walls, basically.
Yes.
I'm bouncing off the walls again. Whoa. And that song is in the movie by Sugar Colt.
Okay.
He wears a tie,
yeah,
in the music video. And I remember thinking, this is close enough to punk. I'll watch this.
Yeah.
This is close enough to like some sort of punk band that I like. Yeah, I'll just sit and watch this whole thing real quick.
Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah, that's not bad. I'll watch that.
Yeah.
What was that show that we would watch? Oh my, we were so fucking desperate to watch like anything punk adjacent. Watching Subterranean on MTV2.
No, and then there was the thing on there's
something on
Much Music.
Fuse. I would watch something on Fuse, or maybe it was Much Music.
What was that Christian? No, I'm sorry to take you away.
Oh, yeah,
from...
the Christian channel. Yeah, they would play a Me Without You and Emery and Norma Jean.
And they would, like, host, like, they would have, like, MXPX host a thing, and they would show skateboarding sometimes.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
I was, like, desperate for that crap. I was like, show me punk, show
literally
me skateboarding, anything.
Anything,
and show me some porn while you're at
Clay
it.
They would call me. Yeah, show me some of that porno stuff. Clay would call me and be like, go to Much Music. The Living End is on.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, looking back, I don't know if I liked The Living End. I just liked that they played fast, and he said, like, we don't care. And then he also said the word society.
Oh, yeah, that's all it took lyrics. For Clay Tatum.
I was like, yep, I'm in.
That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah. If a song had the word society in it, oh, God, I was eating that shit up.
I remember the guy had a stand-up bass, and I go, I don't know where I stand on this, but everything else.
I don't think I care for that, but I mean, this guy's really screaming society.
Yeah.
Like, well, we don't care about society, or something like that.
I think it's Prisoner of Society is the song.
We're just a prisoner of society. Oh, yeah, that was pretty cool.
So anyway, where are we in the movie now?
So this guy steals a wishing stone.
We're about 20 minutes in.
And he makes a wish to become the wishing stone, Clay. So now all anybody has to do is touch him and then say what they want, and then he grants them that. So he does that all over the world. And so everybody's getting everything they want. And Wonder Woman sees that, and she wishes for Chris Pine from Star Trek, another crossover, to come back to life because they used to date.
Uh-huh, that is true.
In the 40s.
And they're in George Orwell's
1920s.
I think it's 1918.
Oh, yeah, World War One.
Yeah.
Right. Clay. But now they're in George Orwell's, or Orson Welles' 1984.
Well, Pedro
which
Pascal.
Is also just liberal America.
Exactly.
In 2021.
One, yes.
Wait.
I'm 1 year old.
Me too. Me as well. I'm 1 year old. And that technically makes me a preteen because I'm before teen.
Mm-hmm. One day you'll be a teenager.
When you're one, you're a preteen because you're before teen.
Yeah, before teen.
As soon as you're born.
Yeah.
This is we have a lot of the same jokes, but this is real similar to my pre-punk.
Right.
What, Rod? Oh, what? You don't think my joke is funny, but you laugh all day at Clay.
No, I was thinking about what your pre-punk joke was. I don't know.
My pre-punk joke is that the Beatles are my favorite pre-punk band.
Okay. All right. I know. I think that's funny. I just didn't know what the pre-punk... You just mentioned pre-punk, and I didn't know what you were talking about.
There's a couple of really killer Beatles 7 inches that are great. Pre-punk. And Clay's a preteen when he's one. Okay. Clay's funnier. Yeah, we get it. Okay.
Hey. No, I didn't. I'm not saying that. I thought
we all laugh at Clay. And the moment Wit goes out on a limb to remind everyone of a tweet that he did a few months ago, he gets lambasted across town, basically. Exactly. God.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. No,
Anyway.
Anyway, what's happened in the movie?
He's running around granting everybody's wishes. Wonder Woman grants for Chris Pine to come back. They're enjoying themselves. It's complicated. He comes back, but he takes on the body of someone else. No offense to Patty Jenkins. No offense, because I would... What?
Don't offend her.
Well, I would love to work with her in the Wonder Woman universe, but this seems like a complicated way to execute this guy. And honestly, worth watching the movie just to watch how they handle this one part of Chris Pine coming back to life. Because he's on his personality gets stuck in some other guy. But that guy. So
you see a guy, it's not Chris Pine.
No, it's some other guy who's like a handsome guy.
Yeah.
And he goes up to Wonder Woman and says, "Hey, it's me, Chris Pine." And she goes, "No, it's not." And then he goes, "Yeah, it is, because Slappy Doo or whatever." And she goes, "Oh my God, it is Chris Pine."
And then he's just Chris Pine regular the rest of the movie.
And then from then on, you see Chris Pine. Like, or maybe you did before, but she before that saw this random guy. Mm-hmm. But now she sees Chris Pine. But everyone else sees this random guy. But also, she probably just sees the random guy, too, and she's just convinced it's Chris Pine.
I feel like I'm having a stroke right now. What are you talking about?
It's really confusing. It's not really confusing. It's just kind of annoying when you think about it, and it's hard not to think about. Because it's also like, what's this guy's life, though, that Chris Pine just, like, got into his body? And it's like, doesn't this guy have a job and shit?
He must have, like, a friend who's, like, upset that he hasn't seen his friend in a few days.
Right. Yeah, so it's confusing. Anyway!
How far into the movie are we now?
We're almost done, I think.
Okay, all right.
This movie's really long. Yeah. Kristen Wiig wishes to be badass like Wonder Woman, and she starts to get cool abilities. But mm-hmm. they don't really care about her storyline at all. Then, no offense to them. Sorry, that's too opinionated for this podcast. But they just kind of forget about her.
They show you that she's not a klutz anymore, and then we move on.
And she's hot now because she walks in high heels.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Even though she was also hot before.
Yeah, no, she's...
It's kind of a similar thing to Michelle Pfeiffer.
You're telling me
she
went from Miss Bean to Miss Queen.
Yes. Okay. That's exactly it.
Love to hear that.
So... This guy's granting wishes all over the town, and Wonder Woman is trying to stop him.
Like a genie?
Yeah.
Okay.
But not three wishes, Clay. As many wishes as you want, and you can have anything you want.
I think
people
you just
are wishing
get one
for people
wish.
To drop dead, and then they die. Oh, one you just get just, one?
One well, guy just every... wished for a coffee.
Yeah. And also there's a boy who's just like sort of aimlessly wandering around in this movie. And it's the wish man's son.
Oh, yeah.
But he's like, who's taking care of this kid? And, like, their relationship is not very – it's not very clear, like, what's going on with this guy. Like, is he married? Or, like, that's maybe his son, but it's, like, it's confusing. This boy's just going, Daddy, I love you. Do the right thing.
And Dad is like, I don't want to do that.
He's treated with about as much finesse or care as Kristen Wiig. So this guy's doing all these wishes, and he's just wishing for – given too many people too many wishes.
Okay.
Too many wishes to the world.
Right.
And Wonder Woman eventually says, you know what? I guess I can't take a shortcut. So I gotta unwish my wish about Chris Pine. And so Chris Pine goes back to just being the guy.
Yeah. Well, Chris Pine also
anymore.
Chris Pine also did have to tell us about the monkey's paw.
What's that, Rod?
The monkey's paw is the story... You wish for something, and then it a bad thing will happen because of the wish.
Yes.
Chris Pine explains that in the movie. And then we're like, oh, that's what's happening with all these wishes.
So, yes.
Okay, so where are we at the movie now?
I'm in the third act.
Okay.
Yeah, they're about to fight.
I'm going to admit something right now. I'm walking out of the theater. I did run into a branch. So I forget.
You ran out of the theater.
Yeah.
Because you were so hungry for a mid-movie burger.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize you passed the burger spot.
Right.
So you look behind you, and then you looked ahead of you, and...
What did I see?
But a branch.
Branch. And I hit my head and I forgot, and now I'm listening to you guys retell the movie, and to be honest with you, I'm kind of lost, but I feel like once you get done explaining the third act, I'm going to retell you what I think the movie, what happens in the movie from just the information I've gained thus far while I'm paying half attention.
Well, you went for a burger, but you got a branch.
Exactly.
Did you ever get the burger?
No, I got a branch.
Got the branch on the brain.
Yeah.
Got bonked by a branch on your brain.
So.
So.
And Bruce Willis was so embarrassed that he beat the shit out of me. And that's where I think a lot of my memories, that's where it went away.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. He did. He beat you pretty bad.
In his brand new leather jacket.
And it was like going, it was like squeaking with every punch.
Yep.
And he had a bandana conveniently around his neck. And you were like, just put the mask on. And he goes, no, just lift up the bandana a little bit. And he goes, no, I'm not doing
it. In that photo, look at that photo again. He looks like the king of Silver Lake.
Yeah.
He looks like a professional, like, creative director that's, like, been working for like 20 years successfully and just kind of is a bit out of touch.
It's a timeless look.
Yeah. Anywho, gang, so let's finish this third act and I'll tell you how I interpreted the movie.
So she's like, hey, you goof ass, to the wish man. Stop. Oh, no. Before she can do that, she goes to get to the wish man, who's now granting wishes to the whole world through the sun or something. Or no, through the TV, like TV gamma rays.
Oh, I think, yeah, there was some sort of TV. No, satellite?
Satellite, yeah. But Kristen Wiig has, in the meantime, wished to be an apex predator.
Yeah.
Apex predator. And so now she's turned into a cat.
Cheetah.
A cheetah. And she's very dark. And Cheetah is a really popular Wonder Woman character. So it's really good that they treated this so sensitive. This material, like, they really cared about it, clearly. You don't even see her turn into a cheetah. She's just suddenly a cheetah.
Who's the cheetah? Yeah.
Kristen Wiig.
Okay.
And she fights Wonder Woman in the dark, and it's very clear also that they saw cats, and they go, oh, we don't want to make that mistake.
Right.
So let's go ahead and make this as dark as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys fight each other, and Wonder Woman wins pretty quickly. And she puts on some armor that, in the beginning, is supposed to, it feels like it's gonna, like, there's gonna be this big payoff,
right?
But then there's just no payoff, really. She just puts on the armor for a second. Oh, she learns how to fly at some point.
She learns how to fly in a very funny way.
Before or after Cheetah?
This is before. Okay. Like,
she learns how to fly because Chris Pine says something about wind, and that makes her think, like, oh, maybe I can fly.
And who's Chris Pine in this again?
He's her ex-boyfriend.
Boyfriend. Okay, yeah, sure.
From 1918.
And who's the genie?
Genie is a Mandalorian.
Pedro Pascal.
Okay.
And Baby Yoda's not in this. Grogu is not in this.
Yeah, we don't get any Grogu.
No preteen Yoda.
Anyway. What do you think of that?
I love it.
Is that your original catchphrase?
Yeah, maybe it is. Anyway. She tells the guy,
this is the longest third act I've ever experienced, but please go on.
Yeah, she tells the guy, she says to Pedro Pascal, hey, stop it. You can stop. And he goes, you're right. And so he stops. And then everything goes back to normal. There's nukes in the air to America and to Russia and to, and they just disappear.
Yeah.
But then, like, it doesn't follow the rules of the movie, like, because some things don't disappear, some things stay.
Why do things disappear?
Because he unwishes all the wishes.
Okay, but he has to do them in order.
No, I think he just does it all at once.
Okay.
And then, yeah, it's complicated.
Yeah, you gotta watch. I'm gonna watch it three more times at home on HBO.
Then Pedro Pascal just goes and runs into a field.
Okay.
No one's arrested him or anything.
Right.
And the world is in disarray. Like, it looks like the apocalypse. Even though, like, some things just went back to how they were. Like, but for some reason, where he is still looks like the apocalypse, which doesn't follow the logic. No offense. No offense. Starting to get opinionated.
Yes. Where do you think what do you think this is? Parlor? Come on, man.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. So, anyway, he hugs his boy who's hanging out in the woods.
What's the role the boy plays in this movie?
His role is that he has to hug his dad.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's like his,
because the dad has grown.
Okay. His whole goal is to hug his dad, and then when he does it, that's his thing.
He did it, and that's why it's a good movie, Clay.
Okay.
And Wonder Woman then goes for a walk around in DC where she is living. And she sees the dude that Chris Pine was taking over the body of, and says hi to him.
Okay.
And he walks away.
Right.
And then that's the end of the movie. All
right. Let me tell you what I just heard from the best I can recite what I just heard. And this is not my review.
Can I give? Oh, it's not your
review. No, this is not my review. I have a review of this movie because I do remember how I felt watching it. But just like this is. Imagine this is a studio situation where I'm pitching you this movie, okay?
Okay.
And let me know if two things, if I was correct, and if you want to buy this movie and make it, okay?
Okay.
All right, so gang, this is Wonder Woman 1984, okay? In this movie, it starts with Wonder Girl, not Wonder Woman, because she's not a woman yet. And she's in the Olympics. And she cuts a corner, and while she cuts a corner, she hits a branch. And someone comes out and says, "You can't be cutting corners." And that brings us to Wonder Woman, who is in a mall right now. And I think most of this movie takes place in a mall.
And she's smoking hot.
Yes, she's smoking hot, and she's post-teen right now. So we're in a post-
She's full grown.
We're in a post-teen world. And then she has her friend, Miss... who's basically Mrs. Bean, and she's flopping around, and then while they're still in the mall, Chris Pine comes up, and she's like, "Hey, aren't you that guy that I know from World War One?" And he goes, "Yes, I am, but I think there's another guy in him, maybe, I'm not sure." And then Mr. Bean turns into Mrs. Queen. And what that means is she could turn into Tiger, and we think she can fly. And there's also a boy, and the boy might be in the mall, but I think it might be outside the mall. And the boy is either related to Mandalorian or Chris Pine. We don't know yet. I think Mandalorian. And then Mr. Mandalorian is also the genie. So we all know genie. Everyone gets a wish. So he gives everyone a wish, and everyone wished for free coffee and all this, and it gets so out of hand he has to reverse it, and it gets so out of hand he also ends up in the woods where he finds his boy and he gives his boy a hug, and that's the end of the movie.
Uh-huh. That's perfect. That's exactly what happened.
Honestly, that outline that you just gave it, that's kind of exactly... No offense to the movie, I think it's really good. Obviously, a 10 out of 10.
Right.
But I think your outline is like an 11 out of 10.
Exactly. Wow. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ron, what do you give this movie?
I absolutely got to give this movie a 10 out of 10. Gal Gadot's a freaking... She's a star. She's a superstar.
Yeah.
Charisma, just so much.
She's a really hot post-teen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And wait, what did you give it?
10 out of 10.
Okay. Are you guys ready for my review?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Clay Tatum. When did they shoot this?
Probably 2019.
Okay. Hi everyone, my name is Clay Tane. This is my review of Wonder Woman 1984, filmed in 1984, the year of the COVID-19 pandemic. And this is my thoughts on the movie and also what happens in the movie and in that order. So, Wonder Woman 1984, Wonder Woman, what is this about, wit? Because every time he dates someone, I wonder how he got a woman. And for that and everything else I said, I give this movie a perfect 10 out of 10.
That is fucked. That is so Clay. Fucking Clay.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't know why you hurt your friend like that.
I don't know. I don't really know.
You hurt my friend, and I know why. Because ever since I said that thing about Clay skating off that ramp into the grass, he has been seeing.
I've been red as a cherry though since then, haven't I?
Yeah, you've had a red-faced rage.
Yeah, you were thinking
about
it. You're
just
your
waiting
comeback.
To fucking burn, roast me so hard.
Yeah. I said after you said that, I remember thinking to myself, "Oh, he's dead now. When I get through with him, he's not gonna be able to live another day."
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then guess what? I do. I feel that way.
Right.
Damn.
So
good job for you. Also, no soup for you.
No poop for you?
No soup for you. Oh. Hey, I tweeted about Kanye West and Kim Kardashian breaking up.
Yeah.
And the tweet was, it was like, they broke up because Kim has been stealing Kanye's poop to put into her butt to make her have a huge butt.
It's just true.
And Twitter... Some people on Twitter are replying with, like, this is really messed up because they have kids, and one day their kids will grow up and find this on Twitter, and this will ruin them.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
And then they also...
Could you imagine Northwest saw that?
Yeah, that's true. And then people also have been, like, retweeting it with like a comment on it, whatever that's called.
Right.
And they'll say the new thing for like young people to tweet, I guess, for like teenagers is like, he actually thought this, wrote it down, and then hit tweet.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of those.
Well, I think a lot of people are just upset because I relate to that because my dad is Donald Trump. And every time someone talks about my dad's big dumper, I get so angry that I have to...
Well, when you think about your brother Baron,
yeah,
seeing that because he's younger and more impressionable.
Well, he's a preteen, so I have to protect him.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's big.
He's a big boy, big Baron.
But emotionally, he's small, and you need to protect him before because that's how all preteens are. They have to. When you become post-teen, that's when you stop being so sensitive. But it's just part of growing up.
He's the big teen from the song.
He's what?
He's the big teen from the song.
What song?
What song?
What are you listening to?
The song that Witt's writing, Big Teen.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
All right, gang. So now we're at 46 minutes, which is infamously the time where we stop doing podcast.
And we go to Candy Boys.
We go to Candy Boys, the podcast where we say all the dirty words that we normally say in Parlor, but you know how that ended. So, anywho, gang, anything else we want to say about Wonder Woman or Kanye West?
I say check it out. I give it a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, Kanye West and Wonder Woman, both perfect 10 out of 10.
Exactly. Me too. And that's why we all voted for him. Anywho, gang, that's the podcast. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you have 5 hours to spare to sit down and watch this amazing film, Wonder Woman 1984.
You're gonna want to see it twice. So yeah. Go ahead, and get 10 hours.
Yeah, carve out a whole day for this cinema experience. Anywho, gang, see you at the movies.
Bye.
Bye.